Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, 9th January 2008. Bush arrives in Israel and the Israeli army continues to attack the Gaza Strip, killing one Palestinian. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Early Wednesday morning, the Israeli military fired a surface-to-surface missile at a group of Palestinians who they claimed were launching a homemade shell from the northern Gaza Strip. The Islamic Jihad confirmed that one of its fighters had been killed by an Israeli missile and six had been injured, two of them critically. Later in the day, the President of the United States of America, George Bush, arrived in Israel. His visit to Israel is the first since he took office 7 years ago. Bush landed in the Israeli Ben Gurion International Airport, where he was met by the Israeli President Shimon Peres and his Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. In his welcoming speech, Bush said that this is a year for real peace, not just talk. He also renewed his commitment to the Jewish-Israeli state. The alliance between our two nations helps guarantee Israel's security as a Jewish state. Initially, Bush's visit came after a demand made by the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Bush announced that his visit comes to push forward the peace process between the Palestinians and the Israelis, which was relaunched last November during the one-day Annapolis conference that took place in Maryland, USA. On Wednesday afternoon, shortly after Bush landed in Israel, the Hamas movement, which controls the Gaza Strip, organised a protest against Bush's visit to Israel and Palestine that started today. According to Hamas sources, thousands have gathered in Gaza City, raising flags and banners, demanding that Bush stop supporting Israel and recognise the Palestinian national demands. On Tuesday, a similar protest was organised by the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza. On Thursday, Bush will visit the Palestinian cities of Bethlehem and Ramallah, located in the south and central West Bank, where he will meet the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and other Palestinian officials. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report brought to you by Jenny Smith and Ghassan Banoura.